Shalom, everybody. This week's Parsha and other Parshios reveal so much about Avraham and his commitment to Chesed, his utter devotion to helping others above and beyond what is necessary and what is expected. And the first Pasuk is a great example. The first Pasuk in Parshas Vayera, Perek Yudches, Pasuk Aleph says, Vayera Elav Hashem Be'elonei Mamre Vehu Yoshev Pesach Ha'ohel Kechom Hayom. The Torah says that Hashem appeared to Avram in Elonei Mamre when Avram was sitting at the entrance to his tent. And Rashi, Rav Shlomo Yitzchaki, who died in 1105, tells us that Avram had given himself a bris milah 3 days earlier at the advanced age of 99. And despite being in much pain, Avram was sitting in his tent looking for travelers so that he could invite them in. This is what I call not only reactive chesed, which is a very special thing, but proactive chesed, looking for opportunities to do chesed and not just reacting to other people's requests for chesed. It's incredible, and it's quite a lesson for you and for me. However, the pasuk continues and tells us that all this was happening kichom hayom, when it was particularly hot. And Rashi quotes the Gemara in Maseches Bava Metzia Daf Pei Vav, which says that Hashem made it particularly hot so as to dissuade travelers so that Avram could rest and not be bothered by guests. However, says Rashi, Hashem saw that Avram was in pain, mitzta'er. He was in pain, not because of the bris, but because he did not have any guests, and therefore Hashem brought the angels in the form of humans. That's Rashi quoting the Gemara. It's an amazing thing for Avram being in pain when no guests came his way. However, we have to ask the following question. What's so special about this? There is zero obligation to do chesed when you have no guests. Should I be in pain today because it's not Rosh Hashanah and I can't hear the shofar? I have zero obligations to hear the shofar today. And it's not like I'm an ones, someone who, because of factors completely beyond my control, I can't fulfill the mitzvah. There is no mitzvah. There's no mitzvah of Hachnasas Orchim when you have no Orchim. So why was Avram in pain? He had no guests to host. This question is asked by Rav Moshe Feinstein, who died in 1986. It's in his Sefer Drash Moshe on this pasuk, and he says the following beautiful and fundamental answer. Says Rav Moshe, everything we said is true about most mitzvos in the Torah. If you have no obligation, you can long for that mitzvah. You can anticipate that mitzvah coming your way, but there's no reason to be in pain. You're not obligated to do the mitzvah. So being in pain for something that's not applicable is not relevant. However, Avram Avinu is teaching us about the uniqueness of chesed and the way we must approach chesed in our lives. Rav Moshe says, don't equate chesed to the mitzvah of shofar, for example. Rav Moshe says that Avram taught us to approach chesed like we approach food. If I am hungry and I have no food, I'll be hungry. And I will think about food. I'll yearn for food. I'll long for food. And even if there is no food right now, that doesn't make me less hungry. You're right, there's no food. But I'm hungry and I wish I had food. And that's the same way Avram approached chesed. And that is the way we should strive to view chesed as well. Avram was hungry, so to speak, to do something nice for somebody else, to assist weary travelers, to give them a place to sleep and rest and eat and relax. The fact that there were no travelers at the moment did not make Avram feel better. It only made him feel worse. And we should strive to be on that level as well. When no one comes to our door collecting tzedakah on a Friday or a Sunday, do we say, Baruch Hashem, nobody bothered me today? Or do we say, I know there are poor people, unfortunately, in need of a cup of cold water or a hot drink and a smile and a small check. Why haven't they come to my house today? It's certainly a high level, but it's a level that we can all work towards. We we as a nation are a nation of givers. We love to give to others. We love to share with others. But more than that, we don't only love to do chesed. We need to do chesed. And we, like Avram Avinu, are in pain when we are unable to give of ourselves to others. Have an amazing day, everyone.